This is the reading for May 19th. Psalm 139. Lord, you have examined me and know all about me. You know when I sit down and when I get up. You know my thoughts before I think them. You know where I go and where I lie down. You know thoroughly everything I do. Lord, even before I say a word, you already know it. You are all around me, in front and in back, and have put your hand on me. Your knowledge is amazing to me. It is more than I can understand. Where can I go to get away from your spirit? Where can I run from you? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I lie down in the grave, you are there. If I rise with the sun in the east and settle in the west beyond the sea, even there you would guide me. With your right hand, you would hold me. I could say the darkness will hide me. Let the light around me turn into night. But even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as light as the day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You made my whole being. You formed me in my mother's body. I praise you because you made me in an amazing and wonderful way. What you have done is wonderful. I know this very well. You saw my bones being formed as I took shape in my mother's body. When I was put together there, you saw my body as it was formed. All the days planned for me were written in your book, before I was one day old. God, your thoughts are precious to me. They are so many. If I could count them, they would be more than all the grains of sand. When I wake up, I am still with you. God, I wish you would kill the wicked. Get away from me, you murderers. They say evil things about you. Your enemies use your name thoughtlessly. Lord, I hate those who hate you. I hate those who rise up against you. I feel only hate for them. They are my enemies. God, examine me and know my heart. Test me and know my nervous thoughts. See if there is any bad thing in me. Lead me on the road to everlasting life. 2 Samuel chapter 7. King David was living in his palace, and the Lord had given him peace from all his enemies around him. Then David said to Nathan the prophet, "Look, I am living in a palace made of cedar wood, but the ark of God is in a tent." Nathan said to the king, "Go and do what you really want to do, because the Lord is with you." But that night the Lord spoke his word to Nathan, "Go and tell my servant David, this is what the Lord says. Will you build a house for me to live in? From the time I brought the Israelites out of Egypt until now, I have not lived in a house. I have been moving around all this time with a tent as my home. As I have moved with the Israelites, I have never said to the tribes whom I commanded to take care of my people Israel, 'Why haven't you built me a house of cedar?' You must tell my servant David, 'This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. I took you from the pasture and from tending the sheep and made you leader of my people Israel. I have been with you everywhere you have gone and have defeated your enemies for you. I will make you as famous as any of the great people on the earth. Also, I will choose a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them so they can live in their own homes. They will not be bothered anymore. Wicked people will no longer bother them as they have in the past, when I chose judges for my people Israel. But I will give you peace from all your enemies. I also tell you that I will make your descendants kings of Israel after you. When you die and join your ancestors, I will make one of your sons the next king, and I will set up his kingdom. He will build a house for me, and I will let his kingdom rule always. I will be his father, and he will be my son. When he sins, I will use other people to punish him. They will be my whips. I took away my love from Saul, whom I removed before you, but I will never stop loving your son. But your family and your kingdom will continue always before me. Your throne will last forever." Nathan told David everything God had said in this vision. Then King David went in and sat in front of the Lord. David said, "Lord God, who am I? What is my family? Why did you bring me to this point? But even this is not enough for you, Lord God. You have also made promises about my future family. This is not normal, Lord God. What more can I say to you, Lord God, since you know me, your servant, so well? You have done this great thing because you said you would and because you wanted to, and you have let me know about it. This is why you are great, Lord God. There is no one like you. There is no God except you. We have heard all this ourselves. There is no nation like your people Israel." They are the only people on earth that God chose to be His own. You made your name well known. You did great and wonderful miracles for them. You went ahead of them and forced other nations and their gods out of the land. You freed your people from slavery in Egypt. You made the people of Israel your very own people forever. And Lord, you are their God. Now, Lord God, keep the promise forever that you made about my family and me, your servant. Do what you have said, then you will be honored always, and people will say, "The Lord All-Powerful is God over Israel, and the family of your servant David will continue before you." Lord All-Powerful, the God of Israel, you have said to me, "I will make your family great." So I, your servant, am brave enough to pray to you. Lord God, you are God, and your words are true, and you have promised these good things to me, your servant. Please bless my family. Let it continue before you always. Lord God, you have said so. With your blessings, let my family always be blessed. 2 Samuel chapter 8. Later, David defeated the Philistines, conquered them, and took the city of Metheg, Ammah. He also defeated the people of Moab. He made them lie on the ground, and then he used a rope to measure them. Those who were measured within two rope lengths were killed, but those who were within the next rope length were allowed to live. So the people of Moab became servants of David and gave him the payment he demanded. David also defeated Hadadezer, son of Rehob, king of Zobah, as he went to take control again at the Euphrates River. David captured 1,000 chariots, 7,000 men who rode in chariots, and 20,000 foot soldiers. He crippled all but 100 of the chariot horses. Arameans from Damascus came to help Hadadezer, king of Zobah, but David killed 22,000 of them. Then David put groups of soldiers in Damascus and Aram. The Arameans became David's servants and gave him the payment he demanded. The Lord gave David victory everywhere he went. David took the shields of gold that had belonged to Hadadezer's officers and brought them to Jerusalem. David also took many things made of bronze from Tebah and Berothai, which had been cities under Hadadezer's control. Toi, king of Hamath, heard that David had defeated all the army of Hadadezer. So Toi sent his son Joram to greet and congratulate King David for defeating Hadadezer. Hadadezer had been at war with Toi. Joram brought items made of silver, gold, and bronze. King David gave them to the Lord along with the silver and gold he had taken from the other nations he had defeated. These nations were Edom, Moab, Ammon, Philistia, and Amalek. David also gave the Lord what he had taken from Hadadezer, son of Rehob, king of Zobah. David was famous after he returned from defeating 18,000 Arameans in the Valley of Salt. He put groups of soldiers all over Edom, and all the Edomites became his servants. The Lord gave David victory everywhere he went. David was king over all Israel, and he did what was fair and right for all his people. Joab, son of Jeruiah, was commander over the army. Jehoshaphat, son of Ahihud, was the recorder. Zadok, son of Ahitub, and Abiathar, son of Ahimelech, were priests. Seraiah was the royal secretary. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was over the Kerethites and Pelethites, and David's sons were priests.